Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladaf.
G'day, mate.
G'day, Vic. How are you?
Good morning, Kath. Very well, thank you. Nice to have you back there in the morning morning program.
Oh, it's lovely, lovely to speak to you as well. Vic, a story that is really got lots of people talking is Australia's recognition on Saturday of West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So before we even get into, you know, what that decision is based on, what was the status before? What did Australia officially recognize as Israel's capital?
So that's a very good question, and I need to be careful how I answer it.
Yeah.
The history with Australia and Israel is very strong and very significant, and so, for example, just last year, this is part of the very strong link between the two countries. So last year we saw several thousand Australians pour into Beersheba because it was the 100th anniversary of a major battle which Australian horsemen fought to liberate that part of the world from the Ottoman forces. And then going forward, 70 years ago, so in a Australian statesman whose name was Dr. chaired the what is called the Palestinian Committee, or the ad hoc committee into the Palestinian question, which supported the two-state solution, the partition plan, I beg your pardon, which was then passed, as we know, November 29, 1947. It was that same Australian who a year later was now president of the General Assembly, which then accepted Israel as a member of the United Nations. That's 1948, and that the United Nations acceptance in 1949. So there's been a very strong connection between Australia going back to even pre-Israel's days, and certainly 47, 48. And so what happened now, basically, I mean, there's everyone's got different opinions, etc. But there is a very strong existing link between the two countries.
If Australia already recognized West Jerusalem as Israel's capital, then making a statement that they on Saturday, like they did, saying that they recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital, that's saying something else.
So first of all, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
So first of all, it's just important just to go back a step and also put context around how it was that this whole issue of Jerusalem and embassy became part of the public discourse here in this country.
Yeah.
And that just to remind listeners, 2 months ago, the then Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, was voted out of office as Prime Minister by his own party. So as soon as that happened, he resigned from the seat which he held, and that constituency was called Wentworth, which is one of the most Jewish electorates in the country. I think around 12% of the electorate is Jewish. So he resigned from his seat after being voted out by his own party. So there had to be a by-election. And it was a wide field of candidates who stood for this by-election. The two who emerged at the front both had direct relevance, if you wish, to the Jewish community, in brackets, and Israel. One was Dave Sharma, who was the government's or the governing party's candidate. Dave Sharma, who was a former Australian ambassador to Israel, spent the last 4 years as an outstanding ambassador to Israel. The other candidate who came to the fore, who eventually won, was Dr. Karen Phelps, who has a high profile already as being a former deputy mayor of Sydney. She was president of the Australian Medical Association and also was very much to the forefront in leading a campaign for same-sex marriage. And in winning that seat, by the way, she became the first ever Jewish member of parliament in the Australian parliament. And it was during that campaign, Kath, that Scott Morrison, the new prime minister, introduced the possibility of moving Australia's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And that's when it became part of the public discourse. It was out of the blue.
Yeah.
No one saw this coming, but suddenly he raised that as a possibility during the election campaign for what was the former prime minister's seat.
Interesting. Very interesting. So,
go ahead.
So previously they did recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but they just didn't have the embassy there, like so many different countries, because it was a disputed capital in terms of West Jerusalem and East Jerusalem.
So I want to be careful in answering that. I need to check exactly. So the embassy was in – Australian embassy still is in Tel Aviv and has been there for a very long time. In terms of recognition, I need to check exactly my facts before I respond to that, because okay. I don't want to mislead anybody.
All right.
But what Scott Morrison did say, as has been widely reported, is that it was that the Australia will recognize West Jerusalem. And in fact, when he raised the first possibility during that by-election campaign 2 months ago, he made it clear that moving the embassy to Jerusalem, if Australia did do that, would not preclude East Jerusalem from becoming capital of a future state of Palestine. And that notion was introduced into the public discourse way back then 2 months ago. And as we've seen, it's created a lot of fuss around the world. And one of them or two of them have come from Indonesia and Malaysia. And the rich irony, particularly of Malaysia, both Indonesia and Malaysia, these are countries which do not have diplomatic relations with Israel. And the current the leader of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, is somebody who's on the record as having the most appalling anti-Semitic, and I use that word advisedly, comments about Jews. And just one quote here, he said, "Jewish stinginess and financial wizardry gained them commercial control of Europe and provoked anti-Semitism, which waxed and waned in Europe through the ages." Another quote, "The Jews are not merely hook-nosed, but understand money instinctively."
This is
Mahathir Mohamad, who's now wagging his finger at Australia for this recognition of West Jerusalem. I mean, a person who's on the record as the most despicable anti-Semitic remarks. So, you know, what right or what place he has to be buying into this debate or the credentials which he brings.
But of course he would.
Pretty important.
Yeah. Vic, that's where we're going to leave it today. But maybe next week we can pick it up and just find out exactly what the status is of, prior to Saturday. What capital did Australia recognize as Israel's capital?
I will do that. As I say, its embassy has been in Tel Aviv, but in terms of actual de jure recognition, I will come back to you with that one.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you, Vic.
Thank you, Kathy.
You have a wonderful day. God bless.